go back. Okay. So, we, at the end of the shiur yesterday, we mentioned Gemara and a Rashi in the Sefer Beitza. Let's see what it says. This says in the Gemara. The Gemara talks over here. It's much too small. Gemara talks about kisui hadam, which is one of the mitzvahs. You know, the shechita of a. This is impossible. Can I get it bigger?
Understanding.
Okay, steady. It's good work. Now we're talking. Everyone able to see now? Yes, you can all see? Okay, so the Gemara talks here about Kisui Hadam. The Gemara says, V'ka'ovit Ksisha. What's going on? Ksisha. Now, Ksisha is one of the Malachas. It's true we're talking about Yontif, not Shabbos, but we know that the Lama Test Malachas apply to Yontif as well as Shabbos. Unless it's an Ochel Nefesh, which this is not. Says Rashi. I just want to show you the Rashi. Ovid Kasisha. Shadayin Rigovim Medubokim Hain. Ve'enem Ruin the Kisui. Elim Ken Kosha. For Kosesh told of the Tokenu Umalachi. Start the Shia today with a Gemara in Beitza with a Rashi. Okay? That's what it says in Rashi. As a matter of fact, we saw over here in the Rashi yesterday in our Sugya. The Sugya here on the Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Let's take a look for a second. Rashi Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, we're talking about the Sheva Chatos. So the Gemara is not clear what exactly the Sheva Chatos are. Rashi tells us. Sheva Chatos, the first one. Tochen Aregovim V'shochan Hadek Habe Tochen. So we have the Malach of Tochen when you're crushing the Regovim, the clods of mud or earth. And the Rach says something very similar. Here in the Sugya. Omar Rabba Hamanda Ovid Chavita Chayav Zayin Chatos towards the bottom of Ayin Dal on the base. Pirish Kon Shohayel Hoyslo Gav Shushis Unetol of Yipa Kaka Chayav Shem Choresh Shochak Chayav Mishum Tochei. You take the earth and you crush it up, right? So you Chayav Mishum Tochei. Fine. Gemar Beitza, Gemar and Shabbos. And as a matter of fact, if the Mishnah Brura quotes this, take a look at the Mishnah Brura. It's in Shin Chaf Aleph, and if it's caught in Mem Hei, Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Okay. End of Mem Hei. We know that there exists the primary Easter of Tochen refers to food. We had it in the Mishkan, but it goes beyond food. Hamafaret Sror Ofer Chayav Mishum Tochen Shabbos Ayin Dalet is the famous. As a matter of fact, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch too. Shulchan Aruch, I'll show it in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, you can open your Mishnah Berurah if you'd like, but I'll just show it to you here. Green as well. Okay, let's take a look and see what it says over here. Hilchos Shabbos. Not an hour siman, which is Shin Chaf Aleph, but an earlier siman, Shin Beis. Siv Zayin. Tit Shal Bigdo. Yes, we were discussing this when we get to the Lush. Kubit is there, next Malacha already is Malabin. I'm not sure if there's anything in between, but we'll get into Malabin soon. Very important Malacha. Okay. Abel Yovesh Asur, The Havi Tochein, the middle of Hilchos Malabim, talking here about cleaning clothes, when it comes to mud, they're suddenly worried about the Easter of Tochein. Okay? So the question now becomes as follows. On this din, Yivega Zakash. L'chor yesh ladon. Kev ani metchila haya mefuror. What do you mean it's mud? What is mud? It started as little pieces of dirt, got a little bit wet, became mud. But it started as little granules of dirt, presumably. Either yavshus, nidbak, v'nasa, mechubur yachad. Why don't we say, then tchina chatchina, k'lekaman shilchaf alef. Why don't we say the principle of ein tchina chatchina, which we spoke about yesterday at some length, esker b'kivege, let's say it over here. Oh, so there are a number of different answers given to this thorny question. One is found in the Sefer, which I'm not sure if you have. Can you get it? Nisiv Chaim? I brought it in here. I think, yeah, we've seen it before. I brought it in to show it to you. You get it on the screen. You should all be able to see it. It's even better. ESDS is the quote of the Key Vegas question. And he gives an answer, an interesting answer, which is relevant, not way past mud. Not so much mud in our situation. But we can have cheese. Everyone knows about cheese. I have to make cheese with mud, but we'll see soon. There may be a common thread between them. Let's see. There it is. Shabbos is right there. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Page. Oh! Ein Trina Katrina. Okay? Now. He quotes, Kivegas Kasha. Tit Yavesh is Trina Katrina, my osur. Right? Ula Hagra, Miyushev Hete. The Hochel Leka Heter Zeh. Why not? The Nase Shuv Guf Echad Sholem. What does that mean? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara quoted a source. I showed you the source. Mol Nesamolu. Who I didn't call a malachas. What does it mean? Call a malachas? It means Dadayin Shmo Olav. Mavushal. Ain Bishal Achabishal. Right? What if it. If it's liquid and it cools down, he paskin, yesh mishalach ha-mishal b'davolach. Comes to metal for sure. Why? Because the original fish was cancelled. So too here says the Gro. The lechem shem tochen olav, af acha shenefa, shen adover echad shav, el gufim b'dubokim, zel azer. It was mate tochen acha tochen. If he's a nire, the b'matza, catch this now. You tochen sheyesh tochen acha tochen. You know why? Remember, lechem, challah, cookies is soft. Cake is soft. So it's still, you know, you look at a piece of a challah. You all have challah on Shabbos. Challah, very nice. It's fundamentally soft. It started off as soft flour. And it retains its softness. Elamai, it was baked, it was kneaded, now it's a new form. But it still has the softness of the previous Gilgul. So the tchina is not bottled. Tchina was tchina. It had hard grain. You made it to soft flour. Now you knead it, you bake it, it's still soft. So the original tchina is still extant, if you will. However, matzah, my rock hard now, matzah. Take the shvur matzah. Oh, the head matzah, that's hard as a rock. It's so hard, you have chalvini on a Pesach. But even if it's, it's hard. So the original tchina is bottled, he suggests. So too, gush echad, like, you say over here, Ramah says you're going to be maker, but the Gra says, look, he means, he's saying, no. We understand why it wouldn't apply. Matzah shiny, didn't say tchina chatchina. And there are those in Daki Moshe who say it's prohibited. The Maril holds its mutter. You see, it's not so poshut that it's matz is different than pas. Maybe on Yontif it relies upon the Maril, because some say it's mutter, not on Shabbos, etc. Chol Nefesh, not on Shabbos. And here the word is, Rabbi Osai, if this works over here, it can work by Gvina as well. Gvina as well. Gvina is hard cheese. So the question became, but Gvina started off as little pieces, as milk. So we say, no, it gets very, very hard. And therefore, if it gets very, very hard, we should apply this principle as well. I need one more statement from you. The Hilchus Shabbos B'Shabbos that we had yesterday. I wanted to show you how he gives his own fascinating answer. Fascinating answer. He says as follows. We should really consider, this is semi-philosophical. We should consider what is the natural state of this item? What's its natural state? That's always a hard question. What's called natural? What is a natural state? Is a natural state it's one unit, or the natural state is that it is many small units? You're going to understand very well how we're going to suggest a possible distinction along these lines. Okay. Whoa. Let's try this number. Okay. Some things in a natural state are one. Some in the natural state is divided. Since we have a technical delay, I'll give you a divar gadata. I was talking to someone at a wedding yesterday. I said, listen, if the Mepharshim explain, we say, O says shalom in Roma. Talking about to make shalom, which means the natural state is disunity. Shalom is in a seeing. So here too. Is that a little problem? What's it?
Try the next page.
Okay. Oh, look at that. It worked. Yeah. That's so bad. So the natural state sometimes could be. I understand. Okay, my math is not so good. It should work. Okay, here we go. He talks here about mud. He has to catch up with Kivega, right? Maybe he denies. And we saw yesterday that this Mechaber Shalita claims Rov Rishonim denying Tocha Nachatok. But the Maisa, we accept it. That's the Kasha. Sarach Lama Bezeh. Maya Bekarka Kosha Shalinevda Meolam. It's a B'ki Vegas kasha. And he says, no. Shani pasu melach the nasu b'dei odom, but ofa shenasa tit, ben osu b'dei odom, happened by itself, natural process. He quotes the Tosis in Mesech the Beitza. Nidu b'dei shamayim, it's called guf echad, shechazol the tivo harisho. He quotes this from many poskim. And he quotes from the Chazon Ish we mentioned yesterday, ein tochen el b'afrodah shechibu tivi, an organic connection. Aval afrodah shel chibur b'nei odom eino b'chlal tochen afilu chibur davar shel nitcha me'olam ela b'olam b'furah. Okay, that we mentioned already yesterday. The question becomes, someone took sand and became into boats, into mud, then you say, what about tochen? The poskim say no difference whether it came by itself. He says he quotes himself in the Sefer on Shabbos. Watch this. Dover shetivu shaliola mechubak offer. Shekach priyasui. Shemekubats merigri offer. Gam chenifra vechazam in ischaber. Chazal the tivo harisho. Vesh ischaber vide adam. Vem vide shamayim. Shdel tivo vegufo. So you know, Vesh is bar lokim. Esa shamayim esa oris. Right? The oris is one big blob. That's the original state. The natural state. Following me? So if it was in that state, then it became the little pieces of dirt, then it got wet and became one big blob all over again, goes back to its original natural state of oneness. And therefore, if you now crush that mud and make it into small little pieces, you are in violation of the malacha of tochen. Hashem came pasu melach, shali olam bar olam b'matzavim kepasu melach k'sushim prudim. What happened over here? You had grain, and then the grains were made into flour, and then the flour was made into bread. So it started off as flour, which is in its original state was very small little pieces. But lo kiragav, it's a ma'isa v'chibur l'chavim, baking process, kneading and baking. Last name rat regovim. The natural state is ground. This is the a very fascinating question. What's its natural state? Its natural state is one. Then we say it's a violation. And if you don't say in Tochen HaKatochen, we're back to its original state. As opposed to the natural state is many, then you would. This wouldn't help us by the cheese. The cheese would be good, say the Tchina, Joe like the Vilna Gong, because it got hard again, and then once it gets hard again, no matter how, what, where, its original state notwithstanding, it's going to be Chayav Mishum Tochen. However, if you wanted, if you couldn't, this try, I don't think it would help by cheese. I don't think so. But it helps at least over here when it comes to the mud. Fine, Rabosa. Okay. Once we're here, there's one final Nakuda as far as this topic of Tochen is concerned, before we move on to Lush, is over here. Back a few pages. Okay. Rabosa, watch. We know over here a big fight about, watch this. Nearly, look what he says. The color is shown in modem the Yisod at Tosus Anal. What did Tosus say? That's what Tosus said. We saw this way before. What did Tosus say? Tosus said, Ein Tchina B'Yochlu. Right? That's how we started. So what did Tosus say? It says, what is Tchina? We saw the Chumash Desh and Nunva. We saw it already on the Mount of Commerce. Silk or Daka B'Tchina. Uvelo Tchina Eino Roy Koka. Therefore, chituch dak the tikkun is considered a tikkun. But shar ochlin shiruya nafalo chituch ein b'deshem tikkun b'chituch chen ein b'hem chiyuv tochen. That's his yisod. Tochen is only to make a fundamental improvement. But if I could just as easily have had this fruit in its full state without crushing it first or cutting it, dicing it first, so I didn't accomplish anything. It's not considered a violation. V'nirali. The color is shown among the Sona Tosa now. I, the Ozarua, and the Smag said, also the forer payros, Mishim Tochen, the Cholkwa, the Riatosas, and they hold that Tchina applies to Ochlin. Look what he says. No, they don't argue on the Yisod. They all agree, Chituch Dak, Dak, but payros, ain't no Chiyuv, as Tosa says. Ozarua explains our Sugya, Bechituch Dak Tuva, Shuke Kemach Mamish. What's going on? You learn Pshat and Al-Gamar. Now you dice it into small pieces. You pulverize it. It looks like flour. Ukshidus Rabbeinu Chananel. We saw the Rach. The Rach and Ayin Dalem and Bey said that the entire discussion of Tochen is limited to make it flour-like. Not just dice it. Remember, that's the Rach all over again. Take a look, Rabbeinu Sain. In our print, it's the last narrow line in Ayin Dalem and Bey. Parm Sukha Pirish, Ken Ksisha, below Ken Chituch Chai. No, if you dice it, then do a token. What is Silasilti? He says, Kimin Kemach Chai Mishim Token. Okay? That's the Rav says. Right? That's what he says. He goes against Rashi. Okay? Fine. So the Rav is right. Shapir posak the yesh tchina b'peiris. Why? The lishi toso mayish osa tchina kekemach. Watch this now. Uvozeh avsheroi gam belo chituch. I could just as well have eaten this apple without making it into small little pieces like flour. Osa came belechas tchina mamish. as the Tosefta says, you'll be chayim. That's Tosefta by the Zakenin. Hashem came tozel l'shitosom. The Mari bechatichos dakal she'enu kekevach. He diced it in small pieces. Al zakosu, the raka she'enu roi b'lav ochi sh'ayach told us tokein. Then it's only considered to be a tikkun when you didn't make it into a flour type consistency. You just diced it into small pieces. Then it's only considered to be a tikkun in the case in which it was unusable before you diced it. So the smak says beferish, like the rach, no machlokes, he says. Adka, hamidah chachamim, marbim, shalom, ba'ol. We love it. But then the last minute he pulls out. Miu b'yareim, muchach, t'lokin v'reinu. Why? He's arguing in Tosis. He says, also the four air payers. He thinks that the Uraim goes against him, and he says, even in the case Rabosai of Chituch, even in a fruit which is edible before that, you might still be Chayev. We'll come back to it in a minute. He says, I still think the Pshat in the Ozu and the Smag is correct. But the Shumas HaDesh is against it. Why? The Torah Levard lo nechlechu arishonim adivri atoisis rabbi dule karka. Uledvarenu hoya lo levard kumosh kosav no liel. Why did you say, Rabbo Sai, is it a tikkun or not a tikkun? You talk at Shiroz so liyashir after she to say Ureim, because the Ureim, he says, is of the opinion that it's going to be usur. No matter what, even if you could have eaten it beforehand, but now that you diced it, you would be chayiv anyway. So he claims that that is an opinion which goes against what he said. He said over here, all the Rishonim agreed, Tosfos is sold when it comes to chituch. And the only time that they would disagree is when you make it into a pirurim, not just a... It's a tiny little object. Then and only then. Adkan, what he suggests. I don't know if necessarily what it says over here in the Sefer Nesivchayim is correct. I'm not convinced it's correct. I'm just not convinced. Why? What did the Uraim say? Let's look at the Uraim. Why should we take the Uraim second hand? We can get it first hand. So let's see here. Where's the array in? Not here? Safe for array, maybe? I don't see that either. How can they know your array? It's there?
Yeah, it's
in Safe for Ritz. Oh, Safe for Ritz? Yeah. Seven category?
Yeah.
So where is that? Stop it.
This is commemory.
Let me say for mitzvahs. You're right. Say for mitzvahs. Yeah. How do you like that? Yeah. Thank you. You're right. Look at that. Oh, it's similar. It's a shining dollar. In my version. Which version they have. It's similar. Right version. Yes, Shabbos. Goes to all the malachas of Shabbos. Those of good eyes can say where we're getting into our malach, Tochen. Anybody? Pastor Ray? Yeah, Pastor Ray. Here somewhere. Here. Oh, Parm Silka. Tochen. Watch this. Solasilte Tochen. The Yizar Adam Shlo Yashlich Paris, the Peruvian. Interesting word, Yashlich. Some of my gear. The Peruvian Dakin. Vashir de Kikusam of Perusam, Loyadati Levara. Lanias Daiti, the Simchaim don't use the word misquote. He never uses the word chitoch l'chadichas dachas. Never. He's only talking about pirurim. Pirurim. My impression from the Urayim is he denies the content of chitoch dachas completely. Pirurim is crumbs. He only holds it from crumbs. You wonder how small the crumbs. That's what I thought. You shouldn't make it the crumbs. Even the big crumbs, you don't know how big is a big crumb and a small crumb. But on the other hand, there's no issue about mechatech at all. That's what I understood. Yes, the Truma is a deshen. It sounds like he says that according to Tosis, it's mutter even to do pirure peris, because he says a rush. Right? Then make it argue that he says the machlok against the Balei HaTorah. But the Urayim itself, I don't think there's any right at all. We are right. Adka. Also, B'siyata D'Shmai, we completed the Malach of Tokeh, and now we start a new Malach. The Malach of Lush. Again, new Mar Makarmis, new topic, new Malacha. The Malach of Lush. Again, a very important Malacha, which is relevant in our kitchens on a regular basis. Turn to the Gemara at the end of the Masechta. Daf Kuf Nun Hei Amid Beis. Kuf Nun Hei Amid Beis. So the sugya begins very, very end of the Masechta. So we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing feeding animals. And in the middle of that Mishnah, it says, "Benost in mayim lemursin avelo govlin." What does that mean? What do the words mean? You put water into mursin. What's mursin mean? Nobody? Bran, I think. What is it called? Bran? Below govlin. What does low govlin mean? You don't mix it. Right? Says the Gemara towards the bottom. Om Rabbi, Amrite kameh de mamas nisin mani, kondun zemishnago, Amali, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehudi, de Tanya, keep the names in mind. Echad nosin es hakemach, v'echad nosin esoch omayim, ha'achron chayiv, Divrei Rebbe. What did he do? All he did was he poured water into flour. That did nothing. Just took a cup and poured the water into the flour. Right away it's chayev, like this. Wow. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino chayev ad shiyagabel. Rashi. Last in the wide line. Masnisin mani the katani nosin mayim atoch mursin the nesinas mayim lo zehu gibulo. Who says that? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rebbe, nesinas mayim is itself a violation of lush. More says that. Dilma. At kalokoma Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda hasam elo kemach. The bar gibulu. Flour, of course, is a bar. What do you mean, a bar gibulu? It's something which lends itself to be made into a perfect dough. I've ever seen people making challah, bread, or cake. They know that the flour lends itself to be made into one solid dough. Avo murson, the lav bar gibulu. Afilu Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda mode. What says Rashi? Why? Two words. The zehu gibulo rabosai. This is the gibul. When you mix the water into the pour into the bran, that's as megubul as it's ever going to get. So therefore, maybe you should be chayev. It's a kash. And the Mishnah's like nobody responds. Nobody. Answer the Gemara. No. Lo sagadai. The Tanya. Behedja. Einosnin mayim lemursan divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nosnin mayim lemursan. Beferish. So we don't say this svar. We don't say the mursan labagibal if you have used to be the Moses. Not Moses. He argues. You can put water into, pour water into the bran. The maskana, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not considered to be a violation. Thought maybe yes. One concludes that though. Any questions so far about Sai? Just going through basics of the sugya. Very, very basics. Very basics. Question. What do you mean Eino chayav ad shiyagabel. What kind of lashon is that? Eino chayav ad shiyagabel. You're not chayav until you're megabel. What do the words mean? Until you're megabel. Talk positive. You're chayav on the gibel. I mean, eino chayav ad shiyagabel. The Bo says the diuk. Who wants to say pshat in this diuk? Why did it say Rabosai? You're not chayev until you're a megabel. Just say a megabel chayev. What are you using a funny expression? Hey, no chayev ad shiyagabel. No one wants to guess. What? That's the expression. Sounds the way. Who said so? The mechaber to the egley tal. We can get a egley tal. Chavad in the Sachat Shavu Rebbe. And the Tal makes exactly that deal. But the expression of the Gemara, what do you mean? Eino chayev ad shiyagabel. Say, ha-megabel chayev. So a funny lashon. A negative phrase. Eino chayev ad shiyagabel. What does that mean?
Is it because he's arguing with Rebbe? Rebbe says chayev just for the...
Oh, Rebbe says you chayev on the seat of some Mayim. And I'm saying chronologically, you're not chayev until the next step. When you are... Megabel. So because he's fighting with Rebbe, he uses a negative expression to argue with his adversary. That's a simple shot. I agree with you. But then Gleital makes a big deal out of this and says, no, you should take it much more seriously. I don't want the page to go over here. Let's see, let's pick a page. Oh, instead of Lush, I got Dosh. Rhymes, but doesn't help you much. There we go. Boring. Making some headway. Oh, not too far. With the pages here. I have to do a great time. This is the old print. Oh, Lush. We finally made it into Lush. Pages. You can define the beginning. Okay. Next page. The ugly Talmud makes that exact deal. Here we are. Yesh la'ayin. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, can you read it? Can you read it in the back? Can I make this? I can't make this bigger, right? It's not very loud.
On the side it says Hagdalah.
Hagdalah.
The magnifying glass on the right side.
This?
No, on the right side.
This side. Hagdalah. Well, what happened? That's all Hagdalah? That's Hagdalah. I don't know. Can you read it? Squint a little bit. Yesh la'ayin Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Him chayev al gibul levad. Vafilu echad nosan mayim. Ve'echad another guy. Gibel hamagabel chayev. That's what I would have thought. I'd lush the Gemara, Yopsha. V'chein em nosin mayim erev Shabbos, v'gibel v'Shabbos chayv. That's what I would have thought. Oh, what happened? Whoa! Hagdalah. What about Hagdalah? It's in the wrong malacha, it's in the wrong area. What is this? Lush. Woo! That big. Wow, it's that big. See, what's this page? This is a Haktana square. There's nothing on the screen anymore.
You can do
Haktana. A little Haktana. The Aroli, what? Whoa. What happened? This is getting very difficult. What's this page? How do we move to the side? It's pretty good. You read the back now? This is huge. Al Dilma, Dachiv al Mesina Samay. What is going on with me? What did I do wrong?
Every time you click on that, then every time you click on the screen,
yeah. It changes. No, it's not. I didn't do it. I didn't touch it. I'm innocent. Well, let's see what happens now. That's the first appear. Oh, I'm not touching. I'm. Oh, I have to go down. Oh, I have to get down. That I have to do. Is that okay? I'll be as delicate as I can. Oh, Dilma Dachiv, the Sinas Lamayim, no hands. Vagibul Yachat, they need both. Vine, Milosh, Rabbi Yossi, I'm using the finger. Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, Eno Chayav, Achi Gabil. Below Omar, Eno Chayav, El Hamagabil. Oh, that's what he should have said. He should have said, El Hamagabil. He said, Achi Gabil. Mashma Achanos and Mayim Igabel. He, the same guy. Not Eno Chayim El HaMegabel, another guy. But at the same guy, the Nos and Mayim, I see Megabel too. Mayri, the Gadiuk. Safa Shavarem. He's both. El Sharamba Mesapik Oleinu. Shekosav HaMegabel Esa Ofer. Hareza told us Losh. Mavur should be gibel levad chayov. Wow. Wow. So he says, Rambam. Ach ain't a raya. It's not a raya. Why is it not a raya? He quotes our Gemara. Well, let's go back to our Gemara here. We left off Rabosai on the bottom of that Kufman Hamid base. Gemara wanted to suggest that Rabbi Yosef Yudas Mode. No, the Tanya Abahedre knows the Marla Mursan Divi Rebbe. Have you also been to Omer? Knows the Marla Mursan. La Bar Gibul. It's okay. That's part one of the sugya. Part two. Last line. Tana Rabbanan. And golden as a koli. What's koli? It's a grashi. Kemach shel tavua shenis yapsha kishahi kishahain kloyos tukana. But also, kemach liola musuk, it's always sweet. Bukimcha diavshona. Also, mimenu shesisa, mishemen umayim umelach shemarvim bo. Not regular flour. It's roasted flour. You roasted it in an original stage. It's never going to be the same kind of flour that's used to make dough, to bake cakes and cookies. It's not a different kind of flour. Sweet, somewhat baked, or roasted kind of flour. I'm not an expert in baking. If you are, please raise your hand. And golden as akoli. This kind of special flour, you may not make it into one big mix. Need it. V'yesh omrim golden. Some say it's okay. Man yesh omrim. Who said it's okay? Omer Abchista. Rabbi Yossi of Yehudi. Whoa. Says Rashi. V'i Rebbe. Lo mahani le shinui. Oh, because the Gemara says, "Bahani mili Yehuda Mishani, Hechi Mishani, Omer Chis Al Yad Al Yad." To a little bit at a time. So that little bit at a time is only going to work if you need Gibul. Rashi says, "Di Rebbe Lo Mahani Leshinui, Timin Esinas Mayim Michayev." Initially, I feel it when mili the Lab Bar Gibul. Can I mean like I'm in Mursa? Mursa is bran. Can't make bran into a blob dough. Like regular flour. Abel Rabbi Yosef Yehuda the Amachi Gabel Hocha Govlin Kalachayad Kin Mefarish Viozil Hani Yudu the Mishani. The word Kalachayad is a very important word. Some say it means some kind of a different Shinoin. We're going to assume no. Even what we call Al Yad, which means Ma'at Ma'at, a little bit at a time, is a qualitative Shinoin. No Chatishia Menat. No, do Chat. It's not the normal way to do a kneading process, certainly with respect to kali, small amounts at a time. The normal way to do it is a large amount, such a small amount. It's not called kneading at all. It's just mixing. Don't give it the name kneading. Ad kan sugas agamar. Says the Heliga Aglita. Watch this. Quotes agamar. Toner Rabbanon, I'm afraid to touch it. And Golden has got Kali Vyashom and Golden. Man Yashom and Rechista Rabbi Yosef Yehudi. Hani Mili Yehudi Mishani. Hechi Mishani Yayara Yad. Pirish Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rebbe. Minasinas Mayan Israe. Adka. Frank Aglita. Umay Kashi. For Brysalot Tony Heter. Rak begibul below benesinas mayim. The ema shekfar nosan a mayim erev Shabbos. Maybe the mayim was put there on erev Shabbos. Yeah, and therefore the Rebbe nami mutar the gabel. The wolf put there on Shabbos. Al kochoch ki nesinas mayim in my erev shneim yachad kore gibul. Together, on both sides, they're called Gibel. They're both part of one long Mechayim. Quotes Ramban. Kusha Ramban. I asked you to see Ramban. Yosef Yudahi. Abel the Rebbe, the Sfirle, the Sina Smaim Zagibulo. Lo Sharia Klal. Why not? Do Yev Shal Shanuye. Can't make a change in the Sina Smaim. Why? Shekol the Sina Smaim Achasi. Bein Govlin the Katani Resha Af Nesinas Mayim Bichlal. Oh, a punchline. The Ramban said Pshat and I was sugya that the word Ein Govlin includes the word Nesinas Mayim. Bein Kain says it like that. Oh, but that's Pshat in the words of the Gemara. Pshat in the words of the Rambam too. Hamagabel Dama Rambam Hainunami Nesinas Mayim Vigibu. Wow. Wow. Bodo lo toni ala megabel vayanami mashmer de sinas maim ala megabel. Im kein bevada hai mashmer de kama shahanosin maim eno chayab el ala megabel. Shem megabel eno nosin maim. No. Achach toni at shigabel tshenu nosin maim levad al shigabel gam kein. Ad kan his right. Ad kan his right. So according to Yosef Yehudi chayab for two things. You're putting the ingredients together and you're making them into one big item. Hold on, Russell. Oh. That's what he says. You have to have it's the two parts of the malacha. Very delicate here. Let's try a little bit here. He's bringing riots back and forth. I don't want to go into right now. But the assault over here is that there are really two parts to the malacha. One part of the malacha is the mixing. Oh, here we go. The Vatam Advar. What does he say? The Sinas HaMayim Ose Harkomos Mayim Vekemos. Stage one, you pour the water into the flour, you are mixing the flour and the water. But stage two, v'gibul u'leichoshev guf echad, considered to be one unit. Im kein eshloba shadoma la'akira v'hanocha, then a chayev rak al shneim. Whoa! The very first mission of Beis and Shabbos we've not been discussing. Akira and hanocha. So the two parts of the same malacha. If you lack either of them, you would not be chayev. And therefore, I've also needed the same person to do both. The same person to do both. But more than that, he's suggesting over here. Let's find it for you. here. Watch this. Case one. Oh, she'echad nasin zeh l'toch zeh v'shabbos u'ba'asheni v'gibel. Case two. Case two, the biggest chiddush. Or afilu harishon im etchila lohoya dato the gabel v'yachakach nimlach v'gibel u'atz lo potur. A guy's oker in Rishus HaYochid. Doesn't plan to take Rishus HaRam and change his mind in the middle. You don't feel that base. He's potur. So the Eglei Tal has a brilliant idea here that Lush is comparable to Hotzah. It's two-stage malacha. Here, it's not just taking it, Akira and Anocha, but mixing the ingredients and making them into one unit. These are two indispensable parts of the very definition of malacha of Lush. Rabbi Osai, so far, so good. Open to the Rush, please, over here. Everything seems to rhyme. We have Dosh, we have Lush, we have Rush. Let's see what the Rush says over here in our sugya. The Rush at the very end, the last line in Siman Gimel, says, Amar Rav Chista, Rav Yosef Yehudihi, Shema Mino, the Hilchos HaKavaseh. See, Paskins like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Okay? This is Pesach. He passed like Rav Yosef Yehuda. Nonetheless, Rav Osai, nonetheless, he quotes the Gemara on that Kuf Nura. Let's keep one hand here in the Rush and the one hand in the Gemara. That's what the Chiddush is, that the Rush, even though he passed the Yosef Yehuda, quotes the Gemara on Avkuf Nura, which not so obvious that it should be true. Quote the Yosef Yehuda. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Kuf Nura Manaf, where we left off. Watch. Again. Omer Avchista, Yad Ayad. So we saw that the Omer Avchista. So therefore the question is as follows, Rav Osai. Who holds, with a govlin or ain govlin? So Rav Chista says it's Rav Yosef Yehuda, implying we pass it that way. Okay, Rav Osai, look over here. Vishavin, who's Shavin? They agree. Who's they? Who are the two people who agree? Vishavin is they both. Who agrees to what? Anybody? Who's Vishavin? Look at the price. Again, Tana Rabbanan, ain't govin as I call it. Yeshavim govin. Mine Yeshavim Rav Chista, Razayuri. That's what you pass in that way. Fine. Hani mitzvah mishani, chemishani, yada yada. It's more than that at the time. Vishavin. Who's Vishavin? Correct. Rav Yosef Yehuda Rebbe. Shebokshin es hashosis v'shabes, v'shosim zeisam amitzri. It's mutter. Correct. What are you talking mutter? For Amrit ain't govin. We said before, according to Rebbe, ain't govin. Lo kasha, hova ova, hova rako. Rabosai, if it's ova, if it's a thick dough, then it's usa. If it's rako, it's a thin batter, a soft batter, then it's mutter. Says the Gemara. Vahani mili, when is it mutter? Varako? The mishani. You change. What are you changing? Heki mishani. You change the order of the introduction of the two ingredients into the bowl. What does that mean? Rav Yosef, v'chol nosis achometz, v'chakach nosis hashosis. First the vinegar and then the salad ingredients. V'shabes, nosis hashosis, v'chakach nosis achometz. Reverse the order, Rav Yosef. This is a shinui. Ad kan, sugyas ha-gemar. Okay? Now, Rav Yosef, here's a big question. If you assume, listen very carefully, if you assume that the nature of the violation, according to Rav Yosef Yehuda, is the gibel itself, just the gibel itself is a violation, how in heaven's name does a reversal of the order of the introduction of the ingredients into the bowl, the sinas samayim as you call it, you put whatever's the not normal one in first and the another one on the... How does that help? Rabosai, that's prehistoric. Before the malacha started. If the malacha would say, Eino chayim ela ha-megabel, so before the megabel appears on the scene, what did it happen before? It's prehistory. So how does it help? That's a great kasha. How does it help? How does it help? Koshe, the Malachim of Lanka Yosef Yehuda, Mamoel Hashinu the Hippach Medicina Sanaim, who are the heir of the Chud Chayov. What a great Kasha. Elevadai, Shinu Chayov Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Alei of Levad. Heir of Levad. Or Zeruah, we'll get to it later on. He holds, give the Mashkin, Erev Shabbos, Mutal, Arev Shabbos, Belishim Shinui. How can it be? He quotes the Alter Rebbe. Halashu ma'avas malachas ve'nachayev v'nesinus ha'mayim l'toch ha'kemach bilvad. Elachi yigabim. Masha de v'nesinus ma'ayim levad. Enu chayev ha'oim v'gabal gam ki chayev v'nesinus ma'ayim. Levachi ha'vlanema ve'en chiyu v'nesinus ma'ayim elu v'gabal. Oh, that's what he suggests. Okay, on both sides he has a whole bunch of individuals who seem to hold this way. Fine. I have to tell you, Rabosai, the Chazanish disagrees and says, no, Yechayev on the Gibel alone, as you say, on the Gibel alone, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Simple Pshat and the Rambam is that way. The Rambam is that way. Eglei Tal tried to get out. How did he get out of it? How did he get out? But you know what? The Ramban said that Af Nesinas Mayim is Bechlau. Pile plod the Goliath. We saw that before. Where's the Ramban? Did I read you before? Ramban is Mesapa Golenu. Let me see. Yeah, here it is. The very beginning. So the Ramban Mesapa Golenu. He says, Hamagabal is the offer. He's told us, Lush, Gibel Levad. No! He's Lush to the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? What did the Ramban say, Rabbo said? What did the Ramban say? Lush to the Ramban. Abul Rebbe, the Svirle, the Sina Smaizah Gibulo, Lo Shari Klaal, the Yamshal, the Shanui Chosin Smaim, the Achasi, Ven Goblin, the Kotoni Reisho, Ab the Sina Smaim Bechlaal. Oh! The Ramban too. What kind of right is that? What are you talking about? Egli, Egli, Tal, what's he saying? The Ramban said it, listen carefully, Rabbi Yosai. The Ramban said it according to Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe. And Govlin means the Sina Samayim by itself. That's called Govlin. Rabbi Yosai, according to Rebbe, you pour water on the flour, there's already some kind of a mixture immediately. That's called Lisha. That's what the Ramban said. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Yechayim only on the mixing, with the mamish mixing, we don't find that the word mixing includes the pouring of the water in. It's not a good raya you bring it from the Ramban to the Rambam. The Ramban's according to Rebbe, and the Rambam's according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no, see, there's a raya. Oh. This is topic number one, Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda, Eino Chayav Achi Yigav, what's the Pshat? Egle Tal's Pshat. It means the combination Chiyav. Achi Yigav means he did the Sinus Mayim plus Gibel. Nafkamina, the Sinus Mayim was on Erev Shabbos or by somebody else or by you without the Das to do the ultimate Gibel, you'd be Potter. Like Akira Vahanocha. That's his opinion. The Chazanish disagrees. No. You are Mechayav on the Gibel itself. And all these rites we can knock off. It's all according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yud. Adkan. But the Eglei Tal is not finished yet. V'yeroli, to the day of Rishona Shebesivdalit, Rabbi, Chayadam Leshitazu, Al Gibo Levad, Afalpi, Shehenesunim Zebesochzeb Erev Shabbos. What does that mean? Yesh Levoy, look at Dalit. The Rabbi, the Mechayev, Anasinus Mayim Levad, Imeshkiv l'diday begibul nami. Oh no! Ain't shem chiv l'diday rak b'nesinus l'mayim v'lo begibul klal, Rabosai. It's an interesting shayla. Should we say that according to Rebbe, once you did nesinus l'mayim, that's it, you're chayav on lush. You'll be a bish lach a bish. Ain't lush lach a lush. Ain't tochen lach a tochen. That's it. Should we say that? Or should we not say that? That is the shaila. That is the shaila. So the Chazon Ish takes a stand. Ein lisha acha lisha. According to Rabbi, once you chayim mishum nesina samayim, that's it. There's no additional chiyuv when you do a gibul. He's mesupik. This is the Eglei Tal. He's not sure who's right. He's not sure. Doesn't know. The Chazon Ish says ein lisha acha lisha. If the Chazon Ish is right, Rabbi Osai, everyone agrees. There's one mechayev. There's one mechayev. When you cross the red line of making it into a mixture, where is the red line? According to Rebbe, the red line is before you mix it. As soon as you mix it, you already cross the red line. You chayev mishum lush. That's it. Now you mix it. You didn't accomplish anything. It's already like ein bishul acha bishul. You passed the red line already. You a chayev. We're not learning bishul now, but according to many Rishonim, once it's cooked, what's called machal ben rusoi, it's halfway cooked. It's considered a halacha. You cook, you can't cook it again. Cooked is cooked. There's one red line you cross, and that's the end. Here too, you mix in the water into the flour. According to Rebbe Yechayev, that's it. You cross the line. That's the second side over here. And shemchiyav l'didei rakmanisina smayav l'bigul klal. You passed it already. You did it already. So Chazon Ish says, there's one mechayev. According to Rebbe, what's the mechayev nesina samayim? Afterwards, like ein bishul acha bishul, nothing. According to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, no. The line is further over. The line is when you cross from just a mixture into a dough, when you're megabel. So therefore, until that point, there's no chiyev. And after that point, there is a chiyev, Rebbe Osai. There's a chiyev. Oh, the gibel alone, right? Gibel alone. That's what the Chazon Ish would hold. The Eglei Tal says no. There are two parts of the chiyuv of lush. And according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you're only chayev if you did both with premeditation. As you mentioned a minute ago. Maybe, therefore, according to Rebbe, Rabbi Osai, according to Rebbe, they were also two mechayvim. Only difference is that they're independent. Either one. According to Rebbe, it's either. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's both. They're both. We're talking lumpness over here. What's lumpness in the malacha of dash? According to the Eglei Tal, it's very clear. There are two aspects to it. According to Rebbe, you chayvim in either. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you chayvim in both. Okay, that's according to the tzad over here. According to Rebbe, Gibel is also Yibi Chai. According to the Chazon Ish, we mentioned before, it's an obvious question. Since he holds that according to Yosef Yehuda, the Chiyuv is only on the Gibel, does it go for the Dik? He holds it to your Dov Shad. That means he's arguing with Yosef. But you're Chai really on the Gibel proper. We go back to the original question of the Eglei Tal. What good does the Shinui do? What was his right? By the Kaimel on Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mambol, Shinu, the Hippichat, the Sinus, the Maim, Paul, the Erev, the Chud Chayim. That was the Chazon Ish Shita. The Chayim on the Erev alone. If you have an Erev alone, it's prehistoric that you're reversing the order of putting in the flour and the water. Who cares? Before the Malach even began. That was the Kasha. Tremendous Kasha. So the Chazon Ish answered that kasha. And the Chazon Ish says, he says the following chiddush. I don't know if the facts are so. Who's ever needed dough in his life here in this room? Wow, really? You guys are ahead of me, that's for sure. Wow, you know how to bake. It's tremendous. So you may have to help me out. Tell me. Well, let me ask you, since you have unanimity. Let's see, you have flour and water or eggs or liquid. What do you put in first? Who puts the flour in first? Who puts the eggs or the water in first? So the flour has it. That's what I thought. The flour always goes first. But then you mix it. You put in the eggs or the water, you mix it. Let me ask you a shaila. Next time you go home and bake, you're obviously all bakers here, put the egg in first or the water in first. What?
Same thing.
Won't the result be the same?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Chazanish will have to bake better than us. He claims there'd be a difference in the kneading process based on what came in first.
Well,
you can I'll show it to you. I'm not a baker. I'm the first. I know to stay out of the kitchen. The voice side. If you don't know what you're doing, stay out. You can easily get into trouble otherwise. But you guys know what you're doing. So at least you claim you know what you're doing. So you have to tell me whether this fact is correct. Well, thank you so much. Okay. Oh, it comes to the Simon. This is great. It's very, very helpful. Not helpful. Oh, yes, it is helpful. So, no, here we are. Nun Ches. Very good. It's right here. Oh. Look at this. Take a look and see. There's a few places in Chazon Ish we analyze this question. Look what it says. V'nira t'shinu shel nosnes ha'shosnes v'chakach chos nosachos. Reversal of the order. Can you read it in the back? No. Hagdalah. Let's see what happens. We'll try it again.
I can pull it up.
Oh, hold on. Let's see how big it gets. Someone disappeared. Oh, this is normal Hagdalah, huh? Got a little bigger, right? Oh, this is very good. Let's hope it stays this way. This is very good. This is not crazy big. And what's going to be different? Watch this. Says as follows. Not a shinu gomer. That's what's with the baraka, not the over. Okay, fine. Fine. Hold on. No, not following with it. Hold on a second. He's bothered by the question a little bit over here. I'm not finding it exactly here. Why this shinui works? It's too early. So before, in the previous, I think this is a... Shamina mikan the shinu she also kol the hamalacha choshev nami shinu. Why? Shere b'shah she megabel es hamaat lo minkra milsa she nivla me amarubo. He's suggesting. Is that really true? How can it be? Somewhere here, I'm not finding it right now. He says that if in fact you put in the ingredients in a different order, here he says, Torah Loma, the Bishas Iruv Nami, Nikor Hashinui Shenosa Nachomet Salakemach. You can tell that in fact that you put the liquid after the solid, not the normal way. You can tell. Because at the end he says an earlier Shinui won't help. Must be that you reverse the order that is recognizable later on when you mix the ingredients, when you knead the dough. And both say, most people in the shul thought it's not true. I mean, the Chazanish knew how to bake, and you know how to bake. I mean, I don't know how to bake. I have no vote over here. I would have thought against Chazanish, that's on my own. But he said, and if it's against Chazanish, I'm saying, like, lay down. That the Sinas HaMayim is an integral part of the Mechayev, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda as well. Not Eino Chayev El Amagabel, Ein Chayev, Achi Gabel, the same fellow with proper, with the intention from the beginning to do it in that fashion. And he did it both on Shabbos. The three Egle Tal Nafkaminas, which Pshat is over here. But he gets out by saying this. I don't know. I know I'm not a baker. Come back. Okay, good. We saw this. Back to Egle Tal. Egle Tal is discussing the question as follows. Oh. What do you say in Dalit? Yirali. So the day of Rishona, Chayav Nami Lashitazu Al Gibul Levad, Afal Pisha in the Sunim Zebatom Zem Erev Shabbos. What does he say over here? Let's chazer again. Chazer again a little bit. What does he say? Again, Chakira. According to Rabbi in the Sinus Smail Levad, is there a Chayav the Gibul Nami or no? Maybe. It's only in the Sinas Mai. Truma Sadeshin, quoted by Yosef, says, according to the Rebbe, watch this. According to the Rebbe, ain't Sarech Lasa Shinui Rak Meshas the Sinas Mai. But the Yosef Yehuda, so Lasa Shinui Gam Bishas Eruv. But the Rebbe, ain't Chiyuv Eruv Klal. There's no Chiyuv Eruv at all. No need to do a Shinui. It's already over, done before. The Choronira. Tafil HaYerushalmi, watch this. Huva lefonenu sinveis. Dimechaye ba'aricha v'kituf. What's aricha and kituf? I'm also, you guys are bakers, you said. After you need the dough, what's the aricha? Setting the dough? Shulchan aruch. Set table, right? Aricha, right? Is that true? If you make a dough, you have to like set it in place into a nice shape to make the whatever cake you want to make. Roll? Okay. And what's kituf? You know what kituf means? At the end, you like put a little something on top of it to make it just fix, polish it off. We often use eggs there, right? You put an egg and you put it on top of the chal to make it a nice color. And it's also kind of a lisha. The mechayev baricha v'kituf moder v'gibul the Rebbe the potter. Why? Me'achal in the sinas smayim zel gibulo, what does it say? Haray? Raise a mistake? I can't read what it says. Something should disgabel kvar, ubishaz gibul, lo oven midi. Once he did it, he did it. It's a bishlach abishal. That's what he wants to suggest. Fascinating. And then he goes up into a fascinating idea. What is it? Again, it's Chazer again. It's Chazer again. He says like this. Like the Tal is saying, a Yerushalmi. Always is Chiyuv Lush. You see this Lush Achar Lush. Right? Lush Achar Lush. What's his thoughts? Look what he's suggesting over here. Even according to Yerushalmi, again, Yechayev, Rabosai, but according to Rabbi Apotter. Why? They're beating a dead dog. Done already. If the Sina Samayim is Gibulo, so you're right away Chayev. There's nothing you do after to make it Chayev a second time. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, what is the Chayav and what? On the Gibel, so the stage of the Gibel. Stage one is the Gibel itself, stage two is the Aricha, stage three is the Kituf. They were all stages within the Gibel. But according to Rabbi, it's all post-history. It's already finished once you mix the ingredients, you're already Chayav. He calls them Harkova Sa'gufim. It's Harkova, you're just putting him in one bowl. You're Chayav already. So whatever you do afterwards, it's nothing, it has no halachic impact. This is his lumpus. So now Rabosa, he's saying over here, he's suggesting the what? That according to Rebbe, there's no later chiyuv. That's it. One is in his mind, it's all over. Either Yerushalmi, it's called Rebbe Yerushalmi. According to Rebbe, it's all over. That's Svara number. We'll see soon. We'll see soon the opposite Svara. But before we get the opposite Svara, take a look at this brilliant Eglei Tal. This is his typical Eglei Tal. Kasad v'lefuneinu v'simkon vav. Tai v'shalmi the oser baricha v'kituf l'shitaso. The yalef midi the Shabbos mi'menachos. Rabbi says this is in his introduction to the Eglei Tal, page 1. That the Yerushalmi derives, who is Meshulei Shabbos? Melechus Machshavos, we're spending a whole year on it. Did you perk up when you got, when the Malkara got the Melechus Machshavos, actually, if you name properly? And the Bepos we call Melechus Machshavos, but not Lady, not Malkara is over here. Melechus Machshavos. Should have all jumped up. Yeah, we know that. We're spending a whole year on that concept. What's derived from the Mishkan? It's an Achos Bavli in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli derives from the construction of the Mishkan, and the Yerushalmi derives from the maintenance of the Mishkan, from the Avod of the Mishkan. That's what he says. Yerushalmi l'shitaso, and then from Menachos, Oyvam Aricha v'kituf, of course. That's how they took care of the various baked goods for the Menachos. Shapi eshloma d'chayav ala gibul, gam kein, mishum shoye shom gibul. After Rebbe Mechayav ha-tina samayim, she said, mayim zel gibulo. And the Rebbe Achiv Ola Kova, here's the word, Shenase b'nesina samayim. We call him Chayav Nami, Al Shenase Gush Echot, Shenase b'shas gibul. So Rabbo said that two Mechayav, the two stages, Har Kova and Gush Echot. But we, the Bavli, do not derive from Tanachas, from Samamonim. But Samamonim says in the Arayim, Toysus Rid, they're not b'nei gibul. Therefore, the Rebbe ain chiyuv b'gibul. Rak the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda in the Sinas Mayim ain olisha. The malach is what? Is the gibul after lab bar gibul hu? As it says in the Rosh Peridal in Beitza, that filu b'midi the lab bar gibul hu ki megabel lechul alma chayov. And the Miri is the same thing. Even though Rabosai, it's never going to really make a proper dough as you have by flour and water. All of our bakers can attest. You bake flour and water, it's a real gesunte dough. These other items are too big or too different. You're never going to make the kind of a dough that real flour can make. Shun desama monim, hoysa malocha ha-gibul, after la ba-gibulein. In the Mishkan, you use some, what is sama monim? They're certain, I don't know, herbs that are used to make a dye. We know about Shechikah Samamonin by Tochein. But when we learn about Refuah, we're not going to get there after we finish the Shemalachas. So Refuah, we know about Shechikah Samamonin, okay? He's saying over here, the Samamonin, what was it? It's La Bar Gibul. You can't never make Samamonin into a flour and water kind of a dough. It'll never be so good. You chayv anyway. Avol Rebbe Meicha Tesi Lachshav Malachas HaGibul. Came in the lab by Gibel Haim, the came no have Gibel Malacha by Mishkan Potter. And the Domal Aricha by Kita the Machai Rishalim, Mishim Shayim and Menachas. Gibel Rishalim. The Gemara did Dan, the Misama Mana Miafin, and the Misama Mana Les by Gibel. So Malacha, Kokoch the Rebbe, the Olam Potter, Ala Gibel. According to the Rebbe, says you would in fact be Potter Ala Gibel, Rabbo Sai, Potter Ala Gibel. That's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. No. Go a little bit further. A little bit further. Oh. Now. What emerges are both sides? The Truma Sadeshin said before, we mentioned before, according to Rebbe, we only have to do a Shinu when? When? Only Bishas. The Sinas Amayim. Because according to the Rebbe, there's no Chiva in Europe at all. We saw before. But there's a Yehuda Rabosai. There are two components to the Mechayiv. There is the Sinas Amayim and the Gibul. Both Rabosai must be done on Shabbos by the same person with premeditation to do both. The Kira and Anacha. And according to Rebbe, there's only one Mechayiv. What's that? The harkava. You mix the flour and the water. And stage two, when you're making it into a dough, is halachically meaningless, and therefore no shinui is required. Ad kan egleta. But we are Mishnah Berurah people, I will say, right? open the Mishnah Brura to be halacha Shin Chav Aleph Yudale. What does it say? Ein Megablin Kemach Koli Harbe Shema Yavol Alush Kemach Sheino Koli. It's Xer de Rabbana. That's Al Gemara. That's not a regular, Gibul. Umuto Legabos Hakol Matmat. I don't want to get involved in this right now because it's too much to get involved in this. Let's just look in the introduction of the Bialacha, of the Mishnah Brura, and then the Bialacha. That's all. We don't have enough time for much more. Sivkat Nun. Hine Kodem Shanovo Levar de Vishavanarach and Levar Ktasin Yalisha. An introduction. Three Sifim have an introduction. Yudalit, Tezvav, Tezayin. And there's one Sif in Shinuchav Zal, Ramacha Behema, Sif Gimel. That's all we have. Rabbo say we're only learning four Sifim. That's the whole story. But these four Sifim are power packed. Lisha Yachas Namas Esmolochas. Heinenu Dapa Al Yidei Mayim. You can use Dvash, Shmaltz, whatever. In Lisha Tanya, but Rice, he quotes the Gemara. Posku Rova Poskim, Krabi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rova Poskim? Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Razor, Ramban, Ran, Ozerua, Rageh. Oh, wow. A lot of Poskim. Okay. Achdas, Bala Truma, it's really safe for Truma, I should say. Visiyoso, his group, who's that? Rezimi Mitz, Smag, oh, the same school. Some of the Bali Atosis. Lifso Karebi, that they Nesina Smayin Nikwa Gibu. Fine. Koze Bekemach, O Ofar Vetit, Vechol Hadak, Du Bar Gibu. Flower like substances. Abu Bedava Du La Bar Gibu, Gon Efer, ashes. V'chol agad sticks in. That's what Rambam is also. The afim giblo potter mechados. Isurika. Because there's no real giblo possible. Can't happen. The das habe rishon, believe it or not, is lehepech. The bedava de la bar gibul. After Rabbi Yosef Yehuda lo boy gibul. Who mishanosin do mayim chayim de zel gibulo. Whoa. They say Psha, we'll see when it comes from the sugya, that the court of Yosef, you know, the reason we have Potter on the scene is because you haven't finished it yet. You're missing the punchline, which is making it to Gush Echad. But if you have a thicker item that can never be Gush Echad, it's not like flour and water, it'll never be Gush Echad, and the mere mixing of the ingredients is already making you chayim, mina kotza la kotza. That'll be Allah. Ain the goblin. Bala Truma holds like Rebbe. That's because the Yesh Omim and Sif Tezayim and Shin Chavdal Gimel. Fine. Veda. He starts to think. The nearly borrow the Afil Das Bala Truma Hazeh the Nesinas Maya Nikra Gibu. The minute you put the like Rebbe, you mix the flour and the water, you're ready chai. V'nastim Amayim Erev Shabbos. Did it on Friday. Mikomakom im gibel achakach b'shabes chayov v'lo arina. Does that make me the shachalisha? How do you like that? How do you like that, Rabosai? Against the Egletal was leading the direction that once it's already the dough is kneaded according to Rebbe, it's over. Once it's mixed together, done. No way can be chayov a second time. He says no. He was zecher b'chayim. Opposite that great time. What's his raya? You can just predict it. Raya from the Yerushalmi. Halosh va'orech va'mekatev chayim v'shem losh. Hey melech ha'saricha hi'ach ha'lisha. Alma di'av shekfar nilo she'yisa mikol mokam yesh b'zah od v'shem lisha. Hayne v'shem da'yde ha'richa misyapo ha'lisha yoser. Says he. V'kol shekein v'zeh. It's a kol shekain if it wasn't needed at all. You only mixed in the water with the flour, and now you need it for the very first time. Kol shekain, you're going to be chayav. To make kara b'chol lohoyel and nesina smayim levat after svirle the zel gibulo komokom and begabel achakach osalisha gemura b'shabbos v'chayav. The opposite, Rav Osa. The opposite. The opposite. So Egle Tal said, you're not chayv. I, Losh, and Orech, and the Katev. That's only according to Rav Yosef Yehuda. Not according to Rabbi. And he said that Lush, Orech, and Mekatef would be more chayav than mixing it, because mixing it doesn't accomplish anything once the water came into the flour. Bialach is exactly the reverse. Exactly the reverse. He says, no. No. That's this new stage. A new stage with Siapa Elisha Yosef. Right? He says as follows. That's chayav, Rabosai. Even though it's already Nilosh, with Aricha Mesiapa Elisha, is the Kol Shkem Azer. Because my Kol was only mixing with water, now it became a dough. Adkan, the opposite Svarks. According to the Mishpir Alocha, taking flour and water, which had been just put together, and mixing it for the very first time, is much more of a Chiyuv, and Rebbe would agree to it. Kal v'chomer from Orech and Mekate. And the Egle Tal is exactly the reverse. No. Orech and Mekate according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So the mixing, just putting the ingredients in the same bowl is nothing. What's the chayev? What? The making them into one unit. So as an extension of that, you can have Mekate and you can have Orech. But according to Rebbe, that the obligation is fundamentally what he called harkava, just putting them in the same bowl together, so it's all over. Once they're in the bowl together, the ma'ayin losh ha'chalosh. Corrected, be Allah hakash against himself. In the haksha zalzemi, the cause of a rosh perk dal beta sim test. I put that in on the Baron Megomis in brackets, because we don't have, not all of us have tomorrow beta, but he quoted it. It's worthwhile seeing with a couple of, with a cover and a sound if you have time. This is what he quotes. What did it say then? Perek Dalas in Mates and Beitza. Amasha, oh, Masha, Mikit Mashari. Kitma means ashes. The Marish and Nasan Bo Mayim Erev Yontif. Unesinaso Zel Gibulo. Ukvaniskabo Erev Yontif. Yeah. Ratzaloma, the Lachem Mutal Lolosh, Akakaka, Kitma, Tuak Alatan, or Alma. Alma, the Larebi. Vishnasan Mayim Su and Chaimishum Lisha Vilosh Akakak. What a Gaval de Garaya. Against what he just said. Yeah, I'm the dogs, I don't think they're intellectually honest. But we are right against what he just said. There's no Zayn, not Shver. Why not? Bisham Ayri Be'efer Shul Dovash Eino Bar Gibel Be'etzim. The word Be'etzim is always a very important word. Be'etzim, fundamentally. Ela Dechashvinan L'Rebi Nisina Smaim Kamo Lisha Alkein Lekel L'Makayve Su Od Mishum Losh Shema'ariv ha'efer ba'mayim, achrei de etzem lisha, gam ato ein kan. Really, fundamentally, there's no lisha either, because it's not a bar gibul. V'ha'erev shema'ariv ato ha'efer ba'mayim, halo l'rebi nechshav erev, me'ez t'chilas t'sinas ha'mayim. So that's why you're not chayim. Ma'ashay, kein bin yonein ed osa achakach lisha gemura, make it into a real dough. Bivadai chayev achakach mishem losh af the Rebbe. And you have to say that. V'lo tikshi ala rosh meyushalmi the orech u'mekatev hanal. Must be that orech u'mekatev is adding a dimension to a real dough, and the rosh is mekel, but it's not a real dough. It's not a real dough. It's just not a real dough. Rabosai, if this is correct, we can knock off the raya of the Egle Tal that he brought. Egle Tal brought a raya from the Truma Sadeshin. Truma Sadeshin. Truma Sadeshin said, where is it? Can we see it somewhere? Truma Sadeshin, it's Chazir again. Truma Sadeshin said that according to Rebbe, there's no need losing my. Right at the beginning. What do you say? Aliba the Rebbe and Sarach Lasa Shinoi Rak Bishas the Sina Samayim. The fish! That according to the Rebbe, no Chia Beir of Klal. The fish, black and white. Nirali. And according to the Rebbe Allah, we can knock off the Raya. Because what's the Chuma session talking about? He's talking about Belila Raka. Belila Raka. That's this Gemara. Go on this Gemara, on both sides. On this Gemara. William Moses says, Haba Ova, Haba Raka. Haba Ova, Haba Raka. So on that, the Chuma Sadeshan says, yes, that according to the opinion of, it's Eina Bar Gibel. So according to the Rebbe, there's no real Chiyam on the Gibel alone. And there's no need to be Mishane in the Gibel proper. However, Abosai, according to the way, but where we're discussing, a real honest to goodness Gibel, an honest to goodness flour with water, then maybe the Bialach is right. There's no Raya Fakir from the Chumas Hadeshim. I just want to show you one more thing. Look in Sharatzian, Shin Chav Dalitz of Kotentes. Which goes against what we just said. What does it say? It says over here in Os Yud, Dalas Bala Truma, Poskim Karevi, the Nesinus Mayam Lechud, Chai Vashem Begibul, that three things, Kemach, Mursam, Efer Becholdov, V'alkein Sarav, Shita Nodav Amayim Bojom, V'afilu Hochi, also the Gava Lamocha Lahedja, Im Lo Bo Olach, Ash Shesiver, Yini Yashinui, Tess, Who is the Raisa? I feel the Shita Zu, as I explained in the Bir Halacha. What's going on, is the Raisa? If it's going on, Mursar and Efer is against what we just said. Sounds like it's against what you said in the name of the Rosh. I want to recommend to suggest it's only going on the Kemach part. The Kemach would be Nisa Daraisa. But the Mursan and the Efer would perhaps not be a Daraisa. It's not a real Lisha. And therefore, once the water is mixed in from beforehand, it would not be a violation later on. That's what I'm suggesting, Rav Osai. Some of what I told you is found in the new Masifta Gemaras. We are out of time. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with this. This is a very important sugya. We're trying to go over it. Hafachba, Hafachba, the Kulava. Every line in this small little sugya, and in the Mishnah Berurah, the commentator is very, very important. Okay.